Today's daf in Masechet Shkalim, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Daled, and we are holding right at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beit. We were talking yesterday about Ben Achia's tremendous bekiyut and which type of wine cures your tummy and which type of wine is dangerous for your tummy. And that reminds me of my own experiences back in Mea Shearim 50 years ago. They had a kind of wine, one kind of wine, which was absolutely guaranteed to cure your tummy. It was an amazing thing. It actually did. It was this awful stuff. And you had to drink a whole bottle of it, basically. And it was extremely, extremely dry. But it brought a total end to all your stomach.
Whatever else.
Yeah. No, not whatever else. To stomach. Upside down. Anyway, getting on to the Chunya Chofer Shichin, right there on the bottom. And you'd give a little bit. What was the Chunya Chofer Shichin's business in life? Shaya Chofer Shichin, Uma'arot. He was the one who would dig, obviously for the Olei HaRagolim, which is brought to Rambam adds that he would also dig in places where water was scarce, so that it wasn't only Achrei for the Olei HaRagolim, but it was in general for the Tzibur that they should have water. Vaviyada Haidan Kef Mikur Maya, he would know the geologic formation of which type of stone indicated cold water beneath it. Vaiten Kef Itpe Sharvuve, this is the makor of the modern Hebrew term for plumbing, Shravrav. Mm-hmm. So which type of geologic formation would have in it access to hot springs? And where, up to what point would the piping, so to speak, that's where they took the word from, so the underground way of the water, where it would come out and where it could tie into it. Omer Reb Eliezer, yeah, Dan, you know what happened with that guy. After an entire life dedicated to bringing water to the Tzibur, his child died from dehydration. What would you say about that? Umeid beno bitzama. Omer Rabbi Chanina, you know what this teaches you? Man yomer rachamana vatran, whoever believes that God would be forgiving. Yevatru b'nei me'oi. He might as well, you know, forgive his own insides because he's going to lose everything. Elamarich ruche, but it's more his patience, you know. But in the end, gavedi day, he collects whatever is owed. Omer vacha, tiv usevivav nisara ma'od. Around him, it's very stormy. That's where darshan is to mean. Loshan nisara, from loshan of sa'ar, instead of sa'ara, and therefore it means that is chasidim, the closer you are, sevivav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon in the Gemara, is medaktikim chasidav kichut ha-sa'ara. So those around him have a much stronger midas adin that they have to live up to.
Did we see something, the
fellow
with the water, he did something wrong?
Wait, one second. Hello? That's not the correct pasuk, because over there, how do you know that Nisara is a lashon of Sa'ara, meaning like a chuta Sa'ara, which is pushing it a bit. I mean, the simple meaning of it is that it's extremely stormy as you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're trying to say, medaktikim chasidav, that's what it means. Lav dafka. They want to find a pasuk that says it clearly, I'll tell you. V'norahu al kol sevivav. That already, neira. That means pachad of din. Mora ol akrovim. The closer you are to, the greater is the meira of midas hadin. Yoter min harachokim. Rabbi Chagai, b'shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, says, and this is quoted in Gemara in the Bavli as Beferish is referring to Nechon Yechofer Shichin. So there was a ma'ase b'chosid echot sheyechofer borot shichinu ma'arot. Obviously a reference to Nechon Yechofer Shichin. And they call him chosid echot. We'll see why that's the way we introduce the sugya with that word. So, there was once a story where his daughter was going to her chasana, and shatfanar, she was swept away by a rise in the river. The entire town came, a horrible tragedy. Nachunya's daughter, on her way to her wedding, was swept away by a river, and he refused to accept Nachunya. He refused to listen to what he had to say. So Pinchas Ben Yair says, wait, you're supposed to be big chassidim. This is what a chassid does, that is boyet b'minas hadin. What kind of crazy people are you? Ma'deinu chassid chon. I'm really Rebbe. This is it's a crazy story. He doesn't believe such a thing. Kach v'kach Yosef, his whole life he dedicates to bringing water to the Tzibur. V'kach v'kach Iralo, this is, should happen to him. It's not Shaya. Ha'shofet kol ha'aretz lo ya'aseh mishpat. Tainet Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair, oh, efshir, shaya mechavedet boro b'mayim, v'u mefakcho b'mayim. Is such a thing possible? That he's mechaved HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should now destroy him using mayim. At that moment, that Rabbi Ben Yair said that, miyad nafla avara b'yir, a sound came out. There was a noise. People were shouting. Bat b'toshu l'toish. All of a sudden, the girl reappears. That she held on to a branch at the edge of the river, Arava, and saved her life. The Malach came down in Hashemayim. It looked exactly like Rapichas ben Yair, which is a simon that indeed it was the tefillah of Rapichas ben Yair that was Matzila. Anyway, getting back to the Mishnah, Yvine Cruz. So what was the job of Yvine Cruz? Yvine Cruz was the wake-up man. Shayamachriz bebeit ha-migdash. She used to wake everybody up by singing out very loud, Mayomer, Du ha-kohanim la-avodah, ha-leviim la-duchanam, v'Yisrael la-ma'amadam. Just like they used to have in Meir Shorim. The guy going, Shteyu, fafslichet. So Agrippa Samelach once heard his voice 8 parsaot away, 23 kilometers. V'natan lo matanot arbe. He was so impressed, he gave him a lot of gifts. Actually, there's other stories that have 3 parsaot, and a different nishma kolo, not parsa. The Gra points out, Yvine Cruz is not one person. It's over a course of 400 years. There are a lot of different people. Some could make it the shmona parsaot, some could make it one parsaot. Each lefi is madrega. And then Ben Gever was the one in charge of the Ilat Shari. So Tirgei Rav, Kumina Beitra of Yeshila, Kora Gavra, Achriz Kruza. So the Maestro have a little bit of a confusion over here, because we know that the way in which we refer to a Tarnagol is as a Gever. Kora Gavra could mean the cock crowed. And the fact is that in all languages, for some strange, well, it's not a strange reason, the cock is a reference to a gever. It's a euphemism for the penis. Why? Because it's a gever. So it's a constantly involved in impregnating the chickens. And because of that, the shaila is, what are we referring to? A cock? Literal? Or are we referring to a guy called the ben gever? So Rav, the story over there was, they didn't know who Rav was, and he came by Rav Shila, it was all nice in the Gemara and the Bavli. He came to Rav Shila, it was no Amira. Nobody knew Rav had happened to come into town, they didn't know who he was. So Rav got up to be the Amira for Rav Shila, and Rav Shila was talking, he was saying over the Mishnah in Yuma. So he spoke about the Kriyas HaGever, there's the story, Loya Kriyas HaGever, Magia Achaya Zorah Mismala Yisrael. So he translated the Mishnah when Rav Shila said it, Achris Kruza. That the Gever is a reference to our Mishnah Rishkolim, which is Ben Gever, who was the Machris. So Rav Shila said that. That's not right. Amarlei, Amor Krot Tarnagula. You're not being targeted right, thinking it was a kid, you know. To know somebody is great. Amarlei, so Rav said to him, what about the Mishnah in Shkolim? Vatanina and Ben Gever? What are you going to say, Ben Gever? Ben Gever is Mr. Tarnagul. He opens up the gates in the morning. Obviously, it's not Mr. Tarnagul. It's talking about Mr. Gever, so it means the one who is opening up the shorim in the morning. Then Bavi ala Pekia, what is the Pekia? Shayim Zayek Petilot. He would have to be very careful. Actually, it's interesting in the Bavli, it's Deucha, this chant, for many reasons. But what happens is, it says that what they used to do is they were Koveya. The amount of shemen for the menorah was the shemen that would be required on the longest night of the year. Now, the shaila is, what about a shorter night? So what would they do? They have the shemen left over. So they would be medayik in making the ptilot different sizes. So if the ptila needed to burn more oil because it was a short night, so he'd make thicker ptilot. And according to the length of the night, he needed to be a baki to make the ptila precisely the size that it would burn the shemen from Erev Ad Boker. So that was his job. Rabbi Yossi once came to Kufra, once came to a town, small town called Kufra, and they were looking for somebody to be the mefarnes for the guys that would be in charge of the Kupas Tzedakah. They couldn't get one guy to accept the responsibility. So, Bo b'mne alayo parnesim, v'lo kipu mino. Nobody, what do I need this for, you crazy? Let somebody else be stupid. So anyway, so he goes, he comes in Vama Kameyam, he says to them, listen here, gentlemen, take a look at our Mishnah. Ben Bavi ala Pekia. What was his big? What did he do besach hakol? All he did was he took apart the belts of the Kayanim and he knew how to make the Ptilot. I'm asking you, a guy like this, Mayim Zeshnit Mane ala Ptilot. And he is Zeicha here in our Mishnah, he obviously held like a Mad Yomar, who says that it was the Gedolim of each door. So if he has his name forever enshrined as one of the grand 15 Mamunim in the Beis HaMikdash for the Gedolei Ador, so Zochali Manoisim Gedolei Ador. Imagine your schus. If you are in charge of the kupat tzedakah, where you're of it, your responsibility is chayei nefashot. People don't have enough to eat. You're going to be able to help them. That you'll be, your names will be enshrined l'netzach. back to the Mishnah. Menarzal Tzilzal. What is the Tzilzal? The Tzilzal basically was the sign for the orchestra's beginning. Kihot Taninah and Taman. In Tamid, it says like this. The Sagan would stand up on the Mizbeach and would see when the Nesachim began. As the Nesachim began, since the Shira said al Hayayim, Sehini Faskan Besudarim, he would wave a handkerchief, and then Ben Arza, or whoever took the position of Ben Arza in that door, would see the handkerchief wave, would give a smash on the cymbals. That would be the beginning of the Shira of the instruments. Hugris Ben Levi was Al Hashir, that was on the voice part. There's obviously were two parts to the Shira. And Omer of Acha, you should know that this guy Hugris was the original Hugris. He knew some ways of making sounds nobody else could make. Not only did he have a fabulous voice, but he could use his thumb against his mouth to generate all types of musical instruments. And when he would do that, everybody would, wow, what was that? So he was tremendously impressive. Also, he was one of the people who refused to teach anybody. Beit Garmo, Beit Garmo's bekiyut was not only in how to bake the lechem hapanim, but the main shtick that they had that they refused to teach anybody is they could also be rodet lechem hapanim. The problem with lechem hapanim, of course, is its ridiculous shape. Say, either it's shaped like the teva prutz or it's shaped like a triangle at the bottom, like a boat. How do you bake something like that? Obviously, the only way to bake it is you need to have a form for it. So you put it in a mold. The problem is, how do you get it out of there without busting it, right? So they knew how to do that. And that was the biggest chab.
Express in hand first?
That may have been the secret. Obviously, you can't use any other ingredients to get absorbed. So what happened? So they refused to teach anybody. Lo ratzu v'lamed. Sholchu chachamim. Chachamim said, that doesn't. Chutzka, they think they are. They're not going to. We're going to keep paying them, and they refuse to teach anybody. You know? They don't like the job. We'll hire some people from the middle of civilization. We don't need them. You can hire the famous, you know, Umanim, Alexandria. There, you can order anything you want. So, you know, we paid a lot of money. Got one-time Umanim, Alexandria, who were people that could bake anything. I mean, these were the world-famous bakers. They could bake the lechem hapanim. And we'd have them train everybody. Problem was, they couldn't get it off. Out of the mold. So what happened? What happened was like this. Beit Garmo, they were such bikiyim, so they were able to bake the lechem hapanim inside of the tanur until it was completely baked. So you mesikim bibifnim, rodim mibachutz. When it was finished baking, they would take out the mold and they would remove it from the mold outside of the tanur, not completely baked, and would remove it from the mold. Because of that, it was fully baked. It would not turn moldy because it didn't have any moisture in it. But the bikiyim in the Umanim Alexandria couldn't do that. So the only way that they managed to bake it was they had to remove it from the tanur before it was fully baked in order to be soft enough not to be connected to the mold in which it had been baked. And because of that, it was mitapeshet, because it was not completely baked. When the Chachomim saw what was going on, they said, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chvod HaBor. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Chachma where it's needed. This is his covet. Kol pa'al Hashem l'ma'aneu. Apparently these people were created with this particular Chachma. What are you going to do? We'll have to take them back. So they said, okay, you can have it back. I said, no way. Why should we come back? You want us. Now you know there's no choice. Now you're going to pay double. We'll teach you a little lesson. So now you know that we're not taking the money for nothing. So up until that time, they used to take only $12,000 a week for the lechem hapanim. You know? Now they have to double it to $24,000. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, originally it was 24, they had to double it to 48. So they said to them, what kind of crazy people are you? How do you explain the fact that you refuse to touch anybody else? Look, we have the Mesoret from our forefathers. I don't know if you guys believe that this Beis HaMikdash is solid stuff. You know, to us, it's a house of cards. The Beis HaMikdash is a temporary, this is not the real Beis HaMikdash. So what are we going to do? Teach people. And what will be after the Bayit is destroyed? They'll go to the church and they'll make the Kteris for the Greek Orthodox. Oh, you're right, we'll teach people. You know, they have it today. They have a Beis HaMikdash handy. One of the Beis HaMikdash handy. They'll use it for something else. So because of that, where it used to be Masker then, Lignite. However, despite the fact that we were angry that they didn't teach, one thing that they did that they deserve a lot of praise for, their kids never took a sandwich to school that was made out of white bread. This was Wonder Bread. It was absolutely niflo. It would be done, right? So because of that...
If you hold it up to the sun, you can see through it.
Because of that, they only gave their poor children this health bread, you know, the bread. You know, all the kids were making fun of them, they could barely eat and so on. But what could you do? They shouldn't say that these guys are eating from the lechem aponim. Same thing with Shu's Beit Aftinas. Beit Aftinas was Achroyal Amais Akhtoras. Shu Beit Aftinas, Yubikin Amasi Pitam Akhtoras. And the main kunst was Bimale Hashan. Bimale Hashan was a particular type of plant which changed the density of the smoke in such a way that it would not spread. It wouldn't just smoke. It would go straight up to the ceiling, hit the ceiling, and then it would fall down. Look, bomb, it's beautiful like a palm tree. Sadika Tamar Yifrag. Ah, Yivaldi. Anyway, so the Chachamim didn't realize that there was more to it than meets the eye. It wasn't just a question of how to make the Keteris. So they decided they're going to teach him a lesson. They refused to teach. So they would send to the international firm of Umnim, Alexandria, who know much better pharmaceuticals. They can figure out the Keteris. Take a sample of the Keteris, do a spectroscopic analysis, come up with your own Keteris. Everything perfect. There was only one problem. Yeah, who knows? Does it matter? If you got to teach somebody a lesson, you bring me a name, Alexandria, that's right. Anyway, so they were very, very good at the Pitam Akhtoras, but they didn't know about this Ma'ale Hashan. Nobody knew about Ma'ale Hashan. So, but Ma'ale Hashan lo ayu bekiyam. So what happened? The Akhtoras that was made by Beit Aftinus used to be mitameret va'ole kemake. It would go straight up to the ceiling as if it was a stick, and then it would be posa against the ceiling, and you read it along the sides. But these guys, Akhtoras, it smelled the same. But it would smoke up the room. And I taposeh miyad. So kiven sheyadu chachamim badavar, when the chachamim heard this, they said, forget about it. Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu lichvodo bara, shenema kol hanikra b'shmi lichvodi barativ. Notice that over here it doesn't say kol pa'al Hashem l'maneu. And Marsha is medayek. Beautiful diak. That to say before that they were bekiyim, that's they needed themselves to have developed a chochman, how to do it. That's whatever is done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that cover to a person who has that talent. That's called Parashah Mamaneo. But this, Kol HaNikra B'Shmi L'Chvodi, is there they knew something that was given over by Beserah that other people didn't know. Knew. I mean, that's not a personal achievement. But even that, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu even gives the names of things, HaNikra B'Shmi L'Chvodi. If these were the guys that were given it, we have to bring them back. So they sent them a message. Of course, they already had a good precedent of how to raise their salaries under these circumstances, and of course they refused to come back. They had to double the price. They used to take Yud Beis money. Now they had to pay them 24. And Rabbi Yudah says they always took 24. They had to double it to 48. Anyway, so they said to them, what's with you guys? If we teach anybody, we know what's going to happen. And there'll be us and they have a desire. Nonetheless, even though we were angry that they didn't want to be malamed, midvorim alalu maskirin otam l'shevach. However, one thing that was very praiseworthy that we always mention is shelo yatzat isha mishalachad mem uvesemet me'olam. No woman from Beit Aftinas ever wore perfume. Not only that, if they would marry a woman from elsewhere, so even though normally the din is, if a husband is madir his wife that she can't wear perfume, and he has to be Megarish. He has to pay her tshuva. He has no right to do that. Here they would make it tonight. Yeah. We're afraid that people would say, where do you think they got it from? And obviously they got it from the Mesakteris. So they made it tonight with them that even the wedding is almanat shalotit basem. Both of these stories, because of Yitab Dikim Hashem in Yisrael, you have to be very careful. Omer Yossi, I was once standing in Yerushalayim, and I find a kid that's there, and he was Mishal Beit Aftinus. So I ask him, tell me, boy, what family are you from? He tells me the name. I said to him, so let it be a good lesson for you, Mr. Boy. They were interested in their money and in their standing, and therefore they refused to teach anybody. Now you see where they got them, So take a look. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash to prove to everybody that he's not noisik panim, even for his own home. He doesn't like the way you behave, he'll take away the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a Chil Hashem, it's a Kiddush Hashem. Your family has nothing now, you're left with nothing. Who's interested in their talents, you know? So there were Nismayit, and the Kvot Shamayim was Nisrabe. Omer Rabbi Akiva, I want to tell you Maisa, that a certain Shimon ben Luga told me over. It was an amazing story. That he says, Malaketa Yiti Asavi. I was picking various plants for different purposes, and there was this kid there who was from Beit Aftinas. Tinok Echad Bishol Beit Aftinas. And I see this kid crying, and I see him smiling and laughing. I was very confused. Reiter Roshe Bacha, Reiter Roshe Zachak. Amarti lo, B'ni, Lama Bachita, why were you crying? Amar li, I'm thinking about quote Beit Abash and Edmaet, how wonderful it used to be, and now look at us. And I said, V'lama Sichakta? Amar li, because look, I know that my family did everything L'Shem Shammai. And therefore I understand that the Kovet HaMetukam Tzadikim Latid Lavo, that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, it's going to be much greater than it ever was before. So I asked, Umar Ayita, what was it that you saw that reminded you? Ma'aleh Hashan L'negdi, I see Ma'aleh Hashan, and that's what I was moved by, says the kid. So Numiti lo, Numiti means, sort of mentioned it on the side. Oh, really, where is it? All right. A great historic moment. We're going to find out where Ma'aleh Hashan is. So Numiti lo, I sort of mentioned it. Oh, where is it? How are you? Family Rebbe. this is life and death for us. Mesoret b'yadim avotai. We have a mesoret, so in the Bavli is a shvua. Shelo la'arot livriya. We're not allowed to show it to anybody. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I want you to know that pagabi zaken echad mishol Beit Aftinas. That once one of the elders of Beit Aftinas comes to me, and he's carrying a Megillat Samanim. He's got a book with him, which was their secret book, that had a picture of very carefully detailed each one of the Samamonim of the Keteres, and it showed Ma'aleh Hashan in the book. And he tells me, Amarli, Rebbe, look, he says to me, Lishavar Ayu Beit Abatz Nui. It used to be that you could trust my family. And when we trusted the family, we used to give over this Megillah from generation to generation, you know? So most of the Tabigila Zot Elu La'elu. Now I don't trust them anymore. Akshav, Ein Beit Abanemani. I want you to take this Megillah and you take responsibility to hand it over from generation to generation until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Vizaherba. So I came and I told over Rabbi Akiva this ma'isa. Kishabatir tzeiti dvarim lefnei Rabbi Akiva. And he started to cry. Oh, all the years we were chayshed them that they were interested in their own covet, and we used to be masked them lignai Baruch Hashem. Now we know. It was a horrible thing to have to speak about them in this way. Now we know it was L'Shem Shammai. Getting back to the Mishnah. Elazar ala parochet. Shayemumune ala orgei parochet. He was in charge of the parochet weaving, and that was an extremely expensive and involved procedure. And he was trusted, we'll see later on, he was trusted with the expenses as well, even though he's only one person. Pinchas HaMalvish, he was the one who was malvish to Bigdeko Nagadela. And it was a maise b'kain echad. She hilpish li stratiyot echad. Netano shmone zuvim. Yistamitreyasre zuvim. Yavile. And there was once a maise to show you about how amazing a tailor he was. And that he once, one of the Roman sarim asked him that he has to make for him something. And he used his talents to make for that sar something. And because of that, the guy gave him some, say, $12,000 for a suit. I guess nowadays that's not much for a suit. Maybe $120,000 for a suit. You know, now you buy a boss suit already, that's what you're paying. No big deal. And now
our...
Ein pochatim b'shiva amarkolim, shlosha gizborim. So we have different levels of srara in the Azara. We've discussed the mumunim that were on particular things. We had people that were in charge of the money and the materials and so on. So there were seven amarkolim. Amarkol is actually a Greek word that means supervisor. But in Hebrew, we only import the Greek when there's an obvious Hebrew equivalent. Amarkol means a guy who has the right to say anything. So amarkol. You know, which unfortunately has declined in our days to be a supermarket, which is a play on words of Amarkol, now becomes a Markol. market of everything. I have a boy. But it's the same idea.
I was thinking about the single male population.
There you go. Shlosha Gizborim, and there were three Gizborim actually handled the money. And in general, you should know that you're never allowed to have less than two people involved in anything that has to do with money. You can't trust a single guy. Except for the two cases that we speak of in our Mishnah. And that is Ben Achia, who was in charge of tummy aches. Now, he actually had to take money, and he would use money of Hagdish for buying the type of wine that he knew. And we just spoke about before, of the Elazar ala parochet, and there was a lot of money involved there also, ala parochet. The reason that those were single people that were dealing with money was because the tzibor was mekabel dem lechatchila, kibla rov tzibor aleihem. There wasn't that much money that was involved, and they accepted that those particular things, it's okay to have one person involved. Ein pochatin, mishlosha gizborim, misheva markolim, and the Braita adds, there were also two Catholic bishops, shnei katolikim, and these were the guys that were in charge of all the guys that were in charge. These were, obviously, katolikim is probably from the same word, Catholic, universal, right? So it's the guys in charge of everything. The generals, the word general is katolik. Both, actually. Both in Greek and Latin. Catholic means universal. So, adu dichtiv, and that's really based on the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk lists a bunch of names. We have a Kabbalah that these names are in reference to different things. So, we start off with Vichiel, Guziyov, and Nachat. So, these three, even though it doesn't say Gizborim in the Pasuk, we throw that in. So, we're saying these were the Shlosha Gizborim. Then we had Asael, and Yerimot, and Yosef, and Eliel, and Yisamchio, and Mechat, and Binayo. Those, we're inserting into the Pasuk, were the Amar Kolim. And they were Pekidim, Miat Konanyo, Vishimi, Achim. So, those were the Katolikim. Those were the Shnei Katolikim, were on top of everyone. And they were appointed through Chizkiyo Amelech, and Azayah, the Negid Beit Elohim, which is the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, in universal terms. Now, if something needed to be placed under lock and key, so that means it would be a chotem on it, so they would use the wax chotem. So kishu chotem. If something is brought in, it needs to be sealed to make sure that it's, and that, of course, is the Neiros Chanukah came from that, the chotem of Kohen Gadol, which we'll see. So the chotem was a sign that it had been undisturbed, and therefore was Torah B'Tayrus HaKodesh. This was their big problem. So no, you couldn't have something that people would handle. Who knows who handled it? So because of that, it needed to be sealed up. Obviously, besides the monetary issues, there were issues of Yerev Tumah V'Taira, as we see in the story of Hanukkah. So when something was brought in and it was okay, the Gizbar would check it over and he would put his chotem on it. So a Gizbar chotem, and he would pass it on to the Amar Kol. The Amar Kol would add his chotem to it, over it, and he would pass it up to the Katalikin, who were above him. The Katalikin would be Chotem, would pass it up to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol would reseal with his seal on top of all of those. The Kohen Gadol would be Chotem, he would pass it on to the Melech. Now, when it was the other way around, when they had to release something, so Kishu Matir, first the Melech would be Ro'eh Chotamo, and the Melech would take his own Chotem off. Then the Kohen Gadol would see that the Melech did that, he would be Ro'eh Chotamo, see that it was intact, and then remove his Chotem. The Katalikin would check their Chotem, and then they would be Matir and sign out that it's Torah. The Amar Kol would be Ro'eh the Chotem of the Katalik, and he would be Matir. The Gizbor would see that there was Matir, the Amar Kol, and he would be Matir, the final Chotem, and that way we could then use it. Eino sin sra'ra l'tzibur b'mamon, b'chot mishnayim. Reb Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Mona, says that's the pasuk. It says, v'heim yikhut azavet atchil tzadur. Who's the v'heim? So v'heim is a reference to a minimum of two people. It means the Gizbor was the v'heim. Om Reb Chama be Reb Chanina. Speaking of the problem, it was a problem. As we said over here, everybody was careful not to allow anyone to think that they got rich from stealing the keteres or stealing like Maponim. Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu got rich from the pseles of the luchas, and we learn that from the pasuk. It's Hashir Moshe. Hado dichti psolecha. What's psolecha? Shnei luchot avanim. Psolecha. The psolet should be shelcha. Omar Rabbi Chani. No, it wasn't only that. It was that in order for him to actually even get the luchas, so there was all makzev of avanim tovot and margaliot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created in Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. He wouldn't only have the psalot of the luchas. He had diamonds and God knows what was in there. I mean, he was extremely rich.
To do what with? Where was he going?
Kved chachomim. Riches is a kved for chachomim. Umimenu ha'eshir Moshe ratzah Moshe got rich. Now, If you think that anything has changed, you should know that it says in the Pasuk, and this was like Moshe's at the height, you know, and he has to put on a mask. And I mean, this is like, so yeah, everybody else was in a matzav in which they were benidui, you understand? Nonetheless, it says, v'yibitu acharei Moshe na v'yibitu, often has not very happy, it means they're staring at him. So, v'yibitu acharei Moshe, until he came to the Ol, which was called the Ol Moed. There were two Amoraim, there were Chelek in the Bavli. Staring at him often means saying rotten things about him. And others say, no, staring at him is means over here nicely.
Glaring and gazing.
Yeah, glaring and gazing. Very good. People that say, look at this guy, fat eyes. Where do you think, look at his stomach hanging over his belt. Oh my God. Where do you think he gets all this food from? He steals our money and eats, you know. He drinks our money. Yeah, it's hard to believe, right? Just look at your local newspaper. Anything that this guy has, where do you think it comes from? Yeah, you think he's in that position and he's not taking. He's not on the pay. He's taking. Don't worry. It's all in the Yodai. Mad Yom HaShevach. What does it mean that we're gazing? Oh, look at the tzaddikim and be mezeichah yourself for Elam Haba. You just look at the back of Mesha. And already you're zeichah to Elam Haba. Ah, Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu, Tezachinu, Lamich Miate, that we were zeichah to see. We have exactly the same two responses today. Exactly the same.
Dr. Helika Mishnah.
Halacha Gimel. Arba Chotamot Ayubim Mikdash. There were four different chotamot. The chotamot were for the purposes of the nesachim. Obviously, the nesachim, we understand anybody who's ever davened musaf knows shloshasim lepar, shloshasim la'ayil, yisrael makeves. You'd think that there were only three different chotamot. However, there were actually four. Why were there four? Because normally we bring for an oila and a shlomi. But we forgot that there's one chait who brings a chatas and an osham besides his oila, who also needed extra nesachim, and that was a mitzvah, and he also needed a lug shemen. So for him, there was a very special need, which required 10 lugim of shemen, if you add up for his three korbanos plus his extra lug, so that he required, it was the only one that required that, so he needed a special ticket. So the tickets used to be made out for four different needs. Ego, and that was because, like this, you would think, Shlosha Sronim Lo Par is only for grown par. So Badafka, the ticket said Egel. Now you should know that doesn't matter what type of Bokar it is, it always requires Shlosha Esronim. Zachar, again, which is also in English, we use a ram. The ayil is also always a ram, is for Zachar, like the Gever, Tanago, is a Zachar. Gedi, which is used for the Keves, and both of them are the same. And the Chote is a reference to the, normally a Chatas doesn't bring any kind of nesachim. However, Mitzera brings nesachim, and because of that, we called it chote. Ben Azai says, no, there were actually five tickets, because as we'll see, he wanted to make certain, he wouldn't get confused, there was a Mitzera Ani. Mitzera Ani only brought one behemoth and then brought two eifas for his chattas and his ayla, and therefore there were no nesachim. He still needed, however, to bring the luk shaman, so because of that, we needed five for Mitzera Ani. And not only does Ben Azai argue about how many types of tickets, he also argues about what language the tickets were written in, and they were not written in Hebrew, they were written in Aramaic, and it did not say what you said, it said Egel, yes, because that's true in Aramaic also, but it didn't say Zachar, it said Dichar, which is the same thing in there. It said Gedi, and one said Chotei Dal, and one said Chotei Ashir. Now an Egel is the ticket that you use for a Bokar of any kind, Nischei Bakar, which is Gedolim, Ketanim, Zecharim, Venekevis, whatever your particular korban is, Shlosha Sonim Lapar, and then we have the Chatzi Hahin, and so on. It was exactly the same. It didn't matter the sex of the Bakar, it didn't matter the age. A Gedi was useful for a Niske Hatson, and Niske Hatson would be Gedolim, Ketanim, Zecharim, Venekevis, except for one case, which is of Ayah. An ayil is a special korban, and therefore it had mishal eilim, and ayil was mishamish, only with niskelim bilvat. The chotei was the equivalent of the nesachim, of the three beimot of the mitzorah, plus his lukshama. So mishal yam evakesh nesachim, if you needed to bring nesachim, your first stop was the Yochanan mumunah lachotamot. Whatever his name was, it was always Yochanan. And this is like going into a bar, and it's always Fritz. It doesn't matter what his real name. That's Fritz 1, Fritz 2, Fritz 3, but it's Fritz. Right. So then you would be makabel, man, you're paying the money, and you'd get your tiki. You take your tiki, and you bring it to Achia. Achia was the Mamuna al Nesachim. Now you'll say, but wait a minute, I thought we don't allow a single guy to be in charge with money. Oh, wait till you see what the poor guy has to go through to get his money accepted. So anyway, meanwhile, you get your ticket, okay? You bring the ticket to Achia, and he gives you over the Nesachim. Now, at night, you see, you have to make a charge, because the amount of tickets have to equal the amount of money. So therefore, we do have two people, essentially, in charge over here. So Boim Zayit sells that. So now Achia comes to Yochanan. And Achia takes out the tickets, and he has to get the amount of money for these tickets. So he's Mekabel connected the Ma'ot. Now, how about if there's not enough money? If there's not enough money, poor Yochanan is going to be paying you right through the nose. So Yishalem Yochanan mi beito. What about if there's too much money? You think Yochanan's going to walk over with any of it? Yad Egdesh Al Yonah, as we know, and therefore, if it's Hotiru, it's Hotiru Le Egdesh. Yad Egdesh Al Yonah. Now, what happens if a guy lost his tickets? You can imagine. If just for parking, you've got hundreds of people a day ringing, I lost my ticket, and so on. What happens to the Beis HaMikdash if somebody lost his ticket? So now, you check the amount of money. If there is a difference between the amount of money and the amount of tickets, then Mamtin Lad Erev, and if we find the difference in Matsolo Kadecho Tamo, he brings a ticket of type B, and we have exactly the amount of money of type B extra, then okay, we'll refund your ticket. The Imlav, but if we don't have that money, then no. Too bad for you. You buy another ticket. You pay for the whole day of parking. So then Imlav, lo ayu not Imlav. Now, obviously, the only way that this works is that the tickets have to be stamped with the date, because otherwise, the guy's got a very smart way to do things. He buys a ticket, keeps his ticket, gets his money back claiming he lost the ticket, then uses his ticket to buy his carbon tomorrow. Then he's got his money back plus his desach. Believe me, any good Jew can think that one up.
Yeah, see, that one doesn't throw me. I get that.
So because of that, obviously, the ticket was stamped with the date, so that didn't do you any good. All right, we'll continue. Nechunya chofer shechin. Shaya chofer shechin u ma'arot, ava yada haydem kef mikurar maya, vaydem kef ipe shavruri, vadehechan shavruri te matri. Omre b'liezer, you know what? After all of that, meit bino b'tzama. But in the end, he's going to be dead. It's wrong, posek. שהיה חופר ברות שכינו מערות לעוברים ושבים. פעם אחת הייתה ביתו עוברת להינשא, ושתפה נער, והביקור עם העלון לגבי, בון מנחמטה, ולא קיבל עליו מתנחמטה. או רפינכס בן יורר לגבי, בוי מנחמטה, ולא קיבל עליו מתנחמטה. אמר בון, דנו חסידכו, סם חוסן. אמרו לה, רבי, כך וכך היה מעשה, כך וכך יראה לי. אמר, I can't believe it. אפשר, אני מכבד את בורו במים, והוא מקבחו במים. מיד נפלה עברה בעיר בת ביתו של אותו האיש. זה איתי אמרי בסוכתה איתרית, ואיתי אמרי מלאך ירד, כדמות רפינכס בן יויר, והצילה. גביני קרוץ, היום אקריס בית המקדש, מה היה אומר? אם דוקאי אני מלאבידה, לביאים לדוכנם, ישראל מעמודם. הגריבס המלאך שמע קולו עד שמונה פרסאות, ונתן לו מתנות הרבה. בן גבר על נעילת שערים, תרגם רב, קומית בית רבי שילה, קורא גברה אריז קרוזת. אמר לי, לא, אמור קורא תנגולה. ואתה גם בן גבר? זה על השערים? מה אתה חושב? זה תחלמים הרבה תנגולה? בן בבי על הפקיע, שהיו מזייג פתילות רבי יוסי על הכופרי, בום, אמני עלי הפרנסים, nobody was willing to be מקבל עליהם. Oh, the Omer Kumeyam, listen here. It says in the Mishnah, Ben Bavi ala Pekiah. Umayin zeh shenit manel, ptilot, what's the big deal? Nonetheless, he was zochali imanotim gedolei ador. Atem shatem nitmanim al chayei nefashot. Lo, koshikin. Ben arza ala tziltzot. Rode tamina taman, enif askan besudarin, higish ben arza ala tziltzot. Ugras ben levi al hashir. Amar of nachan, ima yitirah, ya yodeya. אמרו עליו הלוגרס בן לוי, הוא היה מנעימת קולו בזמר, וכשהיה נועץ קודלו בתוך פיו, היה מוציא כמה מיני זמר. והיו כל אחיו הכהנים נזרגרים לו בבת ראש. בית גרמו למעס הלך המפונים, בית גרמו יבקים המעס הלך המפונים וברדיעתו, ולא רצו ללמד, שלחו חכמים והביאו אמנים מאלכסנדריה, שהיבקים במעס הלך המפונים וברדיעתו לא יבקים. זה בית גרמו היו מסיקים במפנים ורודים מבחוץ, ולא הייתה מתאפשת. ואלו היו מסיקים במפנים, and they were rodin mibifnim while it was still baking, right? Tamit ha-pashat. Kevan shiyadu chachamim bedavar, ha-viyom ha-kom ha-shbara ha-kadosh baruch ha-lichvodo bara, shinem ha-kol pa'al ha-shem la-ma'aneu, sholcho ha-achrim, come back, lo-ratzu lavo, ad shikaflu lehem scharan. Yud beit mana ha-yim notlin, they had to give them 24, Rabbi Yudayim 24, you know, notnu lehem 48. Amru lehem, ibni ma, hin atem rotzim lelameh, אמרו לה, בסורת מידינו מאבותינו, הבית הזה עתיד לחרב. If we teach other people, או ילמדו אחרים ויעשו לפני עבוד הזור שלהם. בדברים הללו, מזכיר נותן לשבח, שלא יצא, ויד בניהם פת נקייה מעולם, שלא יאמרים, אם מעשה לכם הפנים, אין אוכלים. בית אפטינס המעשה הקטורת, שבית אפטינס היו בכן המעשה דיתמה הקטורת, and במעלה השם. נא לא רצו ללמד. שולחו והביאו אמנים אלכסנדריה של מצרים והיו בקים בפית המקטורת, but במעלה שלא היו בקים. זו בית אפטינס היה מתמרת ולא היו בקים הקהל, and then it was פוסה ויורדת. But these guys היה פוסה מיד, כיוון שידעו חכמים בדבר, אמרו כל מה שבורה הקדוש ברוך לכבוד הבורה, שנאמר הכל נקרא בשמי לכבודי ברטיב, שולחו אחרים לא רצו לבוא, עד שכפלו להם זכרן, 12 מונו ינות, נתנו להם 24, ובירה אומר 24 ינות, נתנו להם 48. אמרו להם, מבני מה, אין אתם רוצים ללמד? אמרו להם, מסורת היא בידינו מאבותינו, שהבית הזה עתיד להיחרב, שלא ילמדו אחרים ויועשים כן לפני עבוד הזור שלהם. בדבורם הלולו מזכיר נותן לשבח, לא יצא אישה משל אחד מפוסמת מעולם, שלא יהיו אומרים ולא עוצר, אלא כשהיה אחד מהם נעשה אישה ממוק אחר, היה פוסק עם המנת שלא תתפסם, שלא יהיו אומרים במעשה פתאום הקטרס הם מתפסמות. לקיים השנמר והייתם נקי מהשם ומישראל. אומר רבי יוסי, פעם אחת הייתי עומד בירושלים, מצאתי תינוק אחד בשביל בית אפטינס, אמרתי לו, בני, מאיזה משפחה? אתה אמר לי, ממשפחת פלוני. אמרתי לו, בני, learn yourself a lesson. אבותיך, לפני שנתכוונו לרבות, כבודם למעט כבוד שמיים, לפיכך כבודם נתמעט וכבוד שמיים נתרבט. אומר רבי עקיבא, סך לי שמע בן לוגה, מלכת הייתי עשבים אני ותינוק אחד מבית אפטינס, ראיתי אותו שבכה, וראיתי אותו ששחק. אמרתי לו, בני, למה בכית? אמר לי, הכבוד בית אבא שנתמעט, ולמה שיחקת? אמר לי, הכבוד המתוקם לצדיקים לעתיד לבוא. ומה ראית, to remind you? מעלה השם לנגני. נומיתי לו, בני, הראו לי, אמר לי רבי, מסורת בידי אבות, מיד עם אבותיי שלא להראות לו לבריאה. אמר רבי יוחנן בן נורי, פוגע בי זקן אחד, משל בית אפטינוס ומגילת סמנים בידו. אמר לי רבי, כשעבר היו בית אבא צנועים, והיו מוסרים אותם, המגילה הזאת, אלו לאלו. ועכשיו, שאינן בית אבא נאמנים, הלך עד את המגילה ויזהר בה. וכשקבעתי והרציתי הדברים לפני עקיבא, זרגו עיניו דמעות, אמר, מעתה איננו צריכים להזכיר לגנאי, אלא זר על הפרוכת שהיו ממון על אורגי פרוכת. פנחס המלביש היה מלובש בגדי כהונה גדולה, מה עשה? וכהן אחד שהלביש להסתרטיות אחד, ונתן לו 8 זהובים, והסתמרי 13 זהובים, יביא להם. אין פוגעתים משבעה מרקלים ושלושה גזבורים, ואין עושים שררה לציבור בכלל, שררה לציבור פחות משניים. חוץ מבן אחיה, וזכו למאיים, אין אלעזר וזל הפרוך, שאותם קיבלו רוב הציבור עליהם. אין פוגעתים משלושה גזבורים משבעה מרקלים. דני, משני קתוליקים אוסו. הדו דכתיב, if you know the פוסק, אז יחי אלו זיהו נחת, אדוז בן גזבורים. עשאל ירמוד יוזבת אליהו, להספחי יום אחד בן היום, אדוז בן המרקלים, ופקידים מיד כנניה ושימי יחב, אחיו, those were the קתוליקים, and all above them all was במפקד חזקיה המלך, And Azariah the Negid Beit Elohim, which in our terms turns into the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. So Shechotem, the Gizbar is first Chotem, not Olam Harko. Olam Harko is Chotem above that. Not on a Katalikon. The Katalikon is Chotem, not on the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is Chotem, not on the Melech. And the other way around, if you're releasing it, so Kishu Matir, first the Melech checks his Chotem that it's all okay and releases it. Matir. Kohen Gadol Ro'eh Chotamo, then he's Matir. Katalikon Ro'eh Chotamo, and he's Matir. Amarko Ro'eh Chotamo, and he's Matir. Gizbar Ro'eh Chotamo, and he's Matir. Inosin Sarah La Tzibur, Mamon Pachot Mishnai. Rabbi Nachum, Hashem, Rabbi Mona, Hashem, Vehim, Yikut Azav, Hin Pachot Mishnai. Et Azav, et Atchelet, et Argamon. Om Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, you should know that Moshe Rabbein had a problem because Mipsola Chaluchot Ershir Moshe. Adi Tipsal Lecha, Shaluchot Avanim. This means Psal Lecha, Shte Apsola Chalach. Amir Rabbi Chanin, it was more than that of the Machtsav, of Avanim Tovot, of Margoliot, Baralo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitocho Alo, Mimenu Heshir Moshe. Ktiv, Vibitu Achrei Moshe Ad Bo O Ha'ohala. And three Amorim argue about this. Chanam al Gnai, Vachanam al Sheva. So one of the Gnai, so they would say, Ay, Chamon Shatin, Chamon Karav, Chamon Kupan, Ocham in the Yodoi, Shatim in the Yodoi, Kol Midilay min Yodoi. Mahandi Amal Sheva, Ay, look, Mechami Tzidikayu, Mizaki Tuya, Ay, Asher Misha Zochal, Mecham Yodoi. Arba chotamotei b'migdash katuv aleim egel zocher gedi echotei. Then as I says, first of all, it was five, but secondly, it was an aramit. It was egel dechar gedi chotei and adal and chotei ashir. Egel was b'shamishim diskei bakar. Doesn't matter if they were gedolim, ketanim, zechorim, dekeves. Gedi would be mishamish with any type of tzon except one. So it could be tzon, gedolim, ketanim, zechorim, dekeves, unless it was an ayah. Chutz b'shalimim. An ayah was b'shamishim niskei lim bilvat. A chote was b'shamishim niskei sholosh premes of mitzera. So that is chatos, his oshem, and his oila, plus his luk shamish of mitzera. Mishum avakish lesachim olech l'etzer Yochanan, who is the mumun ala chotamot, pays Yochanan ma'ot, gets from him a chote. Bolo etzer lachia, who is mumun ala nesachim, he hands him over the chote, mekabim min ala nesachim. La'erev ba'im zeh etzel zeh, achia takes out the ticket, and he gets the money that were paid for these tickets, kenegdan. Now, if there's not enough money, then the poor Pinchas is in big trouble. Because in Pichato, Pichato, Asayapar Yochanan is in big trouble. Yeshalem Yochanan mi Beito. Vim Otiru, then it's Otiru la Hegdesh. Yad Hegdesh al Yonah. We don't assume Yochanan's personal money fell into the kitty. Mishavat Chotomo, he can get his money back under certain circumstances. Mamtini lo ad erev. Im matzulo kedei chotamo. Exactly. So then notimo. But im lav lo yu notimo. And obviously this means that the tickets had to be stamped with the date. So shem hayom katuv alayim mipnei haramaim.
That is Daf Yud Daled, 48 days in the Omer. Daf Shin Samach Vav. We're holding right on the closing line of on the base. Ukunya chofer shivim. So the one that was in charge of making sure that there was sufficient water. So his job was, Shaya Chofer Shechino Ma'arot, he would see to it that there was sufficient water along the roads to Yerushalayim and locally for those who would be coming to the Beit HaMikdash. Here we have another one of our sources from modern Hebrew today. The Yada, I think, Kef Mikura Maya, he would know which heaven was a place in which you had a cool spring coming out. Lahaydin Kef Ite Sharvuden, Shavruven, which became our word for plumber. He knew Shavrav. He knew how, where you would have hot springs that were coming up. The Ad Hechan Sharav Vute Matya, and how far the heat would extend. Some explained that it was not a mila to have hot springs for drinking. And on the contrary, Kemayim Karima Nefesh HaYefa, so people that are on the road are looking for cold water. So he would be a poki in where to drill for water that would not be affected by the earth's heat or by hot springs in the area.
So you have to walk another 6.
No, he is more scientific than that.
In the Kinneret, there are hot salt and sulfur springs in the language and now diverted. So
not now diverted, they've been diverted for 45 years. Omar Rabbi Elias. After all of this, this great man who spent his entire life digging water wells for people to have water when they came to Beit HaMikdash had a personal tragedy in which his son died of thirst, which was absolutely mad. So his son died of dehydration. Omer Rabbi Chanina, as you can see from here, Adi Omer Rachamon of Vatran, Yevotran B'nei Mu'ui. Somebody who says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is just going to forgive and forget, he might as well forgive and forget his own kishkas. He may have a lot of patience, but in the end he collects. So that even if there was a small kilkel in this person's life, you would think that at least that, I mean, spends his life giving water to everybody else, his own child should die of dehydration. That doesn't work that way. I dreamt that God would be forgiving. That doesn't work that way. That doesn't mean that I could focus and forgive it. The one who is that's true from the Vakish Mechila, who knows? Actually, some say that's the pasuk Meshol Chaslach El Yodecha El Kanav Nokim. We sing it as part of the Shabbos agreement. Meshol Chaslach El Yodecha. Those who know you draw your Chesed, though you are El Kanav Nokim, which means be contradiction. But you think El Kanav Nokim. So the Chassidim are Masbir El Kanav Nokim. Someone who is Makir, the Rakhadosh Baruch Hu is a Nokim Nokim, and that the only reason that his Chatoim haven't been punished because he's Marech Ruchet. Such a person can be Mavakish Mechila. Somebody who doesn't take his Maisim seriously and he thinks like a prophet, just forget about him, he can't ask for Meshol Chaslach El Yodecha. Om Rebacha, Ksiv U'Sivivav Nisara Ma'od. Actually, it says that around HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own area, things get awfully stormy, which means that Medakta Himayim Kechut Asara, those who are closest to him, Sivivav, he is more medactic. So Mimela, the fact that Nechunya, who was himself such a especially if you would like the man Yomar, that we chose the name of the greatest person in all the Doros who held the position, the fact that Nechunya was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the reason that we see Midas Adin so clearly by you. Omer Rav Yossi lo mitam hazeh, that is not the correct pasuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is terrified on all those around him. There is greater merah among those who are close to Hashem than those who are distant from him. What l'maisa, what does he care? This is bad. What l'maisa does he care if we bring a raya from the other pasuk? It's both in terms of sivivav. So what's an afkamina, whether it's nisara or whether nora? The same deal, no? I mean, you don't lonely name, you could say Rav Yossi Alaflingal. He learned it from another pasuk, but it's the same limud. It seems to me that it's very, very different limud. The Svivav Nisara Ma'od is based on a difference in Midas Adin, that there's a greater dictum. The pasuk of the Norahu Akos Svivav has nothing to do with the level of the dictum. It has to do with the level of the way that the din is expressed. So someone who is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more capable of understanding and seeing his Neirois. Someone who is Rachak has no shakas to Midas Adin. Because of that, Midas Adin has no meaning to him and actually doesn't affect him. Midas Adin is a level of Kirva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that it's more didactic. It's that somebody who's going to sit around and say, why me? Say nothing obvious if that's your attitude. Why you so far? No you. So it's a whole different thing. The level of the Diktat Adin is absolutely the same. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Long enough, not from that person. It's a completely different idea. Rabbi Chagai, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, reports a ma'ase b'chasidachan. That's very strange because exactly, almost to the T, the same ma'ase is in Baba Kama, in the Bavli. And over there, it's a ma'ase about Nechun Yaakov Rishikin. And it involves not Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer, who was after the Churban, but it involves Rabbi Chanina, who was at the Zman of Yitzhak. So it's a very, very odd thing that we have the same story, but with a slightly different stress. So here it talks about a chassid echad, shayach hofer borot shechinu me'arot ve'ovrim v'shavim. And this is what he used to do. He used to dig these wells. Ba'am achat hayta bito overet lehinaseh, v'shatfa nahar. And one day, he was waiting for his daughter to arrive at her chasna, and she was washed away in a river crossing. V'avon kol ama alami magabe bon menachmater. The whole city came to him to be menachim him on the terrible tragedy. He refused to accept the tanchumi. Oh, Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, so Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer came to see him. Boy, menachemate, wanted to be menachemim, v'lo kibel alav mitnachama. He refused to sit down to accept tanchumi. So Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer went out, and he was outraged. And he said to the people in the town, Amarlon, denu chasitchun, boy, you call this guy a chasid? I said, no good. Well, he can't be makabel alav, sadin, I understand, what kind of idiot is this? How do you call this guy your local chasid? Amarlon, hey, maybe, you know, to the background. And Maisa was kach v'kach hayos. He spent his whole life digging water for people. V'kach v'kach kiralo. He refuses to believe that it's possible to have a mida keneged mida that would do such a thing. Amars and Pinchas Ben Yairus said, "Ooh, if that's the case, if Shar Shayim Chabedet Boro B'Mayim V'Hu Mekapcho B'Mayim, that's crazy. That he spent his life being Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with water, and then he should lose his daughter to water." At that moment that Reb Pinchas Ben Yair said that, Miyad Nafla HaVarabi, here there was immediately an outcry in the city, Bat Bitor Shalato Aish, that this guy's daughter suddenly has shown up. What had happened? Eat the Amri Besuchta Eat Arit. Some say she held on to a piece of wood from the boat. The Eat Amri Malach Yarat Kidmut Reb Pinchas Ben Yair Yitzila. And others say that she saw, looked like Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, who dragged her out of the water, and it was really a malach that had taken on the tzura of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair. So, I mean, the whole problem over here is clear from the sugya. Taisus has this discussion about it. That we just had the story of Nechunya, whose son died b'tzama, that doesn't bother us. So now over here, that does bother us. So over there, the story in the Bavli is that it affected Nechunya. The name of the Osechasa was Nechunya. And the story there was not that a nahar came and washed her away, but that she fell into a bar. So Tosfos says, Memela, to die of dehydration is just something to do with water, but to fall into the bar is already insane. I mean, that's literally, it's the opposite. Everything the guy's doing is being clay for butter, she falls into a bar, that he's digging l'shem shemayim, it's impossible. But with our sugi, of course, that doesn't work. Over here, it's a shafanor, the whole Tosfos no longer makes sense. All right, there's a lot of different approaches on this, but it seems to be that it really was two different mice, obviously, from the story of there's two different people, different periods. But the pshat clearly seems to be, especially if you say it was a malach yarad, that indeed Midas HaDin had been pogeyavo in that same issue. But because of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair's response, Reb Hanina Ben Dosa's response, so it was as if they had paskin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't do that. Yeah, it was exactly like that type of thing, like Avraham Avinu was misfollowed. There's a question of the understanding of Midas HaDin in the world, which is called Mishpat, it's supposed to be. And Mishpat, human beings can change by saying that it doesn't. It creates the opposite impact of what it appears to be, which is exactly the union that he was standing up, Svivav Nisaram Ma'od, that's not the right shot, and that it's no Rahu of Svivav. So if people's response to it is, there's let din v'let dayan, then obviously it's the opposite of Norah. The whole point of Norah is that there's a greater presence, not a lesser presence. So because of the psak of the Pinchas Ben Yair, Reb Hanina Ben Dosa, a malach came in that surah and saved her, but really she should have dropped. So the male of the Kralitz no kasha. What was his job? Shaya machriz the Beit HaMikdash. He was the one that woke everybody up in the morning. Mahaya machriz. What did he used to say? Imdu akohanim laavoda levihim laduchanim Yisrael lamamadam. But he said it a lot louder than the jackhammers, because Akripas HaMelech was once on one of his royal peregrinations, and Shama Kolo at Shimon HaParzaot, he heard him 12 kilometers away. He was awfully impressed. Minatan lo matanot harbe. He sent him some wonderful gifts. Now, Lemaisa, there are places in the Bavli in which it says that you could hear his voice only up to 10 mil. So how could it be 10 mil? Other places where it's a shalosh. But anyway, with the way that the Rav, and actually the Gro brings this, that the name of Gvine Cruz stands for many, many different people. Except they were all called Gvine Cruz. The fact that somebody at the time of Agrippa's had one voice and somebody had another voice, it's no kasha. Well, we're talking about a position. We're not talking about a person.
Why would he reward him for waking up?
Huh?
Why would he reward him for waking up so early in the morning?
Maybe reward him to be
Ben Gever al Mi'ilat Sha'arim. So Ben Gever al Mi'ilat Sha'arim relates back to Gvine Cruz. By the way, they used to, I'm sure you know, they used to have criers waking people up for davening. The Shteplach.
The Becker.
So
or Klopper.
In Mayer, except call them the Klopper, yeah. Depends if you clop. No, there were Veckers that didn't clop. And it used to be in Mayer Sharon. He was a guy who would go around Mamish at dawn. And he would hear them every morning together with the Chamori. He used to pray at that hour. You could hear them for miles. I don't know why. Horrific sounds.
But,
huh?
Who
did you hear from? Who was louder, the Chamori?
Yeah, which one did you say you heard from
him? I heard both. And he would go around from street to street.
The Chamori is the first Ashmara, no?
This guy was also.
Right now, every morning, about 4 in the morning.
You're here.
Yeah,
but that's an Arab kavmar. So anyway, this ben gever, the use of the word ben gever in conjunction with gvina kruz is very suggestive, because we often find the word koragavra, particularly in the Sugya Tanit. Now, what does koragavra mean? We know exactly. What is that? The sechni, is that the gever? Is that often it's referred to as a tanagola. So the tirgame rav, Kamina Bekrep Shiva, koragavra achris kruza. So he said, and he was translating, he was in the targum to Rav Shiva Shir, and he translated it as the kruz, announced, instead of the tanagola, the cock. What do they say to the cocktail? Cool. Very strange, it's a whole different bird. But anyway, he did it. So he said to him, why are you translating it like that? You should say Koratanagola, that the cock wrote. Or Marley. Well, I mean, in the Mishnah in Shkolin it says, Ben Gever, right after Gvini Cruz. I mean, you're going to call this guy Baratanagola? I think that the meaning is that we see a relationship of ben gever, meaning coming after the cruise came together. So we're certainly not going to call the guy Mr. Tanagol. In other words, the name of the person that was Machriz became known as the gever in relationship. Even though he was Poter Sharim, he was all far away from everybody else. And in fact, the Gemara says that the Sharim, the noise of the Sharim opening, was also heard at immense distances. So anybody who lived through Gvinei Cruz would still have to live through Ben Gever. That was the situation. Then Bavi Alabekia, Shoyim Zayek Pitilot. He would stretch out and spread the Pitilot. Rabbi Yossi, Alugufra, Boim Mimanyele upon the same Veloki Blimon. Rabbi Yossi once went to a particular village in which the people were attempting to appoint a village council. And the people that they wanted to appoint did not want to get involved. This is crazy. Forget it. What we got? We need to destroy our lives, both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. No way. So Rabbi Yossi went to talk them into it. So, the Omer come in. You know, take a look at the Mishnah in Shkolin. It says Ben Bovi Ala Pekia. But what did the guy do besides cook? Umayim Zeshin Yitzmane Ala Ptilot. And all he had to do was do some work with cloth. Nonetheless, Zachali Himanotim Gidolei Ador. We put him together with these unbelievable people in the Mishnah, which we say Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And obviously going according to the man, the Omer, who holds the tzaddikah called Dor Vador, we were Mamane. So Aten Shaten Nitmeni Hachayei Nefashot L'Choshekein. Even though obviously there's a lot to lose, but the bottom line is that apparently it's advantageous. It's Kedar. So you should certainly accept the position. Benar Zala Tzalsal, Yod Tanin Taman, He Nifas Gan Besidorin, He Kish Benar Zala Tzalsal. So the derech was, the Sagan, was the conductor here, would wave, the tzaltzal would crash, and then the music would begin. Hugras ben Levi al Hashir, Omravacha ni'ima yitera haya yodea. This Hugras is the reason that everyone was called al Shmo here, because he's an incredible expert. Omrav al Hugras ben Levi, shahayu man'im et kolo bazemer. We're talking about over here, remember, he's the one in charge of the voice singing, as opposed to the tzaltzal, who's in charge of the musicians. And what he was able to do, he was able to use his voice as an instrument. He had this little trick in which he would put his thumb in his mouth, right by the septum of his nose, right there in the sugya, press upwards, and he was able, he was able to use his voice to imitate all types of incredible sounds. When he would do this, it made such a surprising sound that like everybody like was totally startled, would jump backwards. It just didn't sound human. Beit Garmo amaseh lechem apanim. Beit Garmo are yubikim b'maseh lechem apanim u'b'rediyatot. V'lo ratzim lo lameh. Now, Beit Garmo were experts not only in how to make the lechem apanim, which is quite a trick in itself. The lechem apanim, remember, was shaped very strangely, especially thought it was to svina, so it came down to a V at the bottom. And then it didn't have support on the side, so it was like a triangle. How do you bake bread in the shape of a triangle then? But the worst part is however you bake it, how do you get it down off of whatever's supporting it without cracking it? Yep. So they knew how to do that, and including the Radiyah, the Lechem Apanim. They used to charge a tremendous amount of money. The Lord of Tzulam, they refused to train anybody else, and the Chachonim got pretty fed up with them. So they decided they're going to import world experts in baking from Alexandria Shomitzrayim. So they went ahead and they paid a mint to bring these guys in just to prove their point. They threw out Beit Garmo. And they ended up becoming Bekim, the Maisel HaKamaponim. The problem was, they couldn't figure out how to get it out of the Tanur. So Beit Garmo, Ayumesikim Bebithnim, Berodimi Bachutz. Beit Garmo used to bake it entirely in the oven, and then they would take it out after it cooled, so that it was completely baked in a tfus, and they would open up the tfus. Veloita mitapeshet, because of that it was completely baked, and it would not... No, mitapeshet means to get to molding. The Eru, Ayomisikim Mibithim, Veroldim Mibithim, these guys couldn't allow it to get fully baked. So they had to release it while it was still in the tanu. Veloita mitapeshet, and it used to get moldy. Now, the question over here is that, of course, the lechem aponim anyway was protected by a nace from ever getting moldy, right? It used to sit on the table for a whole week. So what's not convenient for the lechem aponim? You had the old nace standby. Right? So, I mean, obviously, you need, as the Marsha understands it like this, you need to do the norms of scientific behavior before you rely on nacing. You say, I'll put bread that by all tokens ought to turn moldy. And that's okay, God will take care of it. It doesn't work like that. So because of that, they tested it out first. They saw it was mitapeshet. Kivan sheyadu chachamim b'davar hazeh. Amru kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechavado bara. Look, if Beit Garmo are the only guys who can do it, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he created Beit Garmo, and what do you do? I guess they were the ones that were supposed to have discovered. Shinema kol pa'al Hashem l'ma'aneu. So they sent them a letter. Shalko Akareim, we're sorry. Just come on back. Oh, no, sir, we ain't coming back. Double. They used to take Yud Beit Mana. Are you not lean? They used to take 12 mana a year. They doubled it to 24. Rev Yudah Omer Shem Arva, you not lean. We not lean Arva Yimishmonen. What is this big deal that you have to protect yourselves? They're going to teach people that we don't know. We don't know where the knowledge is going to get out. Next thing you know, someone will post it on the internet. And after that, someone will be using it in the church. So this way we keep it.
What happened to Yad HaKadosh Yanov? What happened to that?
Tough. Go get people from Alexandria. Make your own Coca-Cola. So Bidvarim Alamu Maskrim Oto L'Shevach, even though there's the Mandiyamar who holds, as we saw earlier in the beginning of the parak, that Zechet Tzadik Lebraka was not set on Beit HaTfilas because of this, so that they were Niskar L'Gnai, but even that Mandiyamar has made it, that in certain behaviors Maskrim Oto L'Shevach, namely, Shelo Yatza B'Yad B'nei'en Patik Yam Yolam, nobody from their entire family, even the smallest children, would ever be found with a piece of white bread in their hands. So they all went around eating this health bread stuff, so nobody should be chayish them. Now the same thing happened here. And they also knew about Ma'ale Ashan. Ma'ale Ashan is a particular sema that if you put it inside of the mixture, it causes the smoke to rise in a column, in a thick column. None of it goes down, changes the temperature of the fire. And then after it hits the ceiling, it curls around to the side. There's a tremendous mila, and it wasn't just smoking. It was growing up like a palm tree. Mitamer. No, it was, again, there were elements of mice in it. So you needed to know about the Ma'ale Hashan. V'lora to the lamet, they refused to teach anybody about Ma'ale Hashan. Sholchut, so they sent them away, and they brought these world-famous pharmaceutical concern from Alexandria Shemitzrayim. Or you became the Pitum Aktore, the Ma'ale Hashan, no, you became... Because of Beit Aftinas, I can't metamer the olake makelo posevi oredet. Vishalehu, I thought posamiyat. They made it, everything was fine, it had the right smell, but it would smoke. Instead of going straight up, it would just start smoking. Kibanchi yaduka kamim medavar amru. So what did they say? Kol masha barak adosh baruchu lechvodo barad. And here it's interesting because they bring another posik. Before we bring the posik, kol pa'al Hashem ma'aneu. And here we bring a posik. Kol hanikra bishmi lechvodi barativ. Why do we bring separate posik? So the Marsha explains the Bishlema, the story of the Beit Aftinas, is that indeed, actually Beit Garmo, is that they had a different Chochma. So over there, Kol Pa'al Hashem L'Ma'aneu. A different Chochma is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates to talent, a talent, indeed, we need this pasuk. Over here, it's just that they had a mesera, as we'll see later on, about which tzemach is ma'ale hashan. You can't say kol pa'al hashem l'ma'aneu. You could say kol hanikra b'shmi. This is the family that I want to be in charge of the so it's nikra. This is the hinei karati b'shem b'tzalel. I appointed these people. And the male, nobody else knows. No, beautiful beer. Shalchu acharei himself. They sent the Alexander.
You don't need a talent for that.
You don't need a talent. But even then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives special people knowledge as well. So they apologize to Beit Hatzina and say, okay, you can have your old position back. Oh, no, no way. Why don't you go get people from Alaska? Maybe they'll do better. Achi kaflula em scharan, shtema sarmana, yonotlin, nadula em sinvarba, yodhira em sinvarba, yonotlin, nadula em arba imishmon. Omrulem, bitne ma, hina temro tzidulamev. Omrulem, nisore tibi adinu liyavotenu shabayet azeati leicharet. We're worried shaloya landu acherim, viyosim kem etne avodah zarah shalayem. Even though the Chachamim didn't accept that, and we still see in Yuma that there are those who say shame rishayim on these people, but lamaisa, everybody agreed that the dvarim alalu maskirinot anasheva shelo yatzat isha shel echad meyem mevusemet meolam. No woman who grew up in the house of Avtivnas ever wore any perfume. Velo od ela kishayah echad meyem nasim shem amakom acher. Any male from Beit Avtivnas who got married, haya posek ima manat shelo titpasem. One of the agreements in the ketubah was that she does not use perfume, because otherwise people would be chayshed. And the reason was, Shaloya Omrimi Maase Pito Maktoret, Hein Mikvasmot, the Kayema Shenema, the Yitem Nikiyim Hashem, Umi Yisrael, as we saw earlier, very important part of this Pesachta. Omrabios, Pamachat Eti Omet Yerushalayim Matzati Kinok Echad Mishav Beit Avtinas. I was once walking through Yerushalayim after the Churban, and I found a child that was walking along, Amarji Lo Bini Meizu Mishpacha, Amarli Mishpacha Tloni, and he identified himself as coming for Beit Avtinas. Amarti lo, you see, my child, me, avotech lefish nitkavnu l'rabot kvodam l'mait kvod shamayim. Efechach kvodam nitmait kvod shamayim nitraba. Look, the fact that the Beit HaMikdash is choruv is not a pagam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant. Let the whole world know, if you turn the Beit HaMikdash into a shell, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys it. That's not a pagam in his covenant. But the people who took their whole position because of their connection to the Beit HaMikdash, they're the ones who lost the covenant. Your family took so much money and kept so much the personal idea. If you used to share it, now you guys got what you deserve. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Sach l'Shimon ben Luga, Melaketa yiti asapim. I was going around collecting various herbs. Ani v'tinok echad mishal Beit Avtinas. I was walking around with a kid from that family. V'ra'iti oto shebacha, I saw him crying. V'ra'iti oto shesachak, and I saw him laughing. Amati lo b'ni lama bachita. Amar li akot shal Beit Abba shenitmaet. Walking around collecting these things reminded me of what it was like with Beit HaMikdash HaTfilah, our family being so important. Because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon in the Bavli is, She'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'gzira lanu. Because I know that it was kudo l'shem shamayim, there's no question. Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt and much greater by it, and we'll have more covered. Umar Aita, what reminded you? Ma'ale Hashan Negdi. I see Ma'ale Hashan. Numiti los, I sort of said to him, show me where. Areuli. You'll notice from over here, by the way, that the Lashon Numi, even though it's, people think it means the same thing as Amar, is not the same as Amar. A Numi is an Amira, which is more of an implication, not to draw attention to what you're saying. No, it's not the tone. It's the way in which something is said. Because when you're trying to say something that you don't want to call attention to, but it's a very meaningful mimer, it's a newbie. And if you take a look, it's always used like that. I said something very that was very bokeah, but in a way that, because I mean this would have been a historic moment if he would have accepted my suggestion. Amali Rebbe, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I have a Kabbalah from my family in the Bavli, it's we swear. They make us all swear that we won't show it to anybody.
This is even the
Tinos. Yeah. I was once met by a Zaken from that family. And he had a Megillah that had pictures of all of the various ingredients of the Torah, including Ma'ale Hashan. with full instructions about how to mix it and everything. Amar li, and he tells me, Rebbe, Misha Avar Hayu Beit Abad Tznuim, Vayu Masirin Tamegilah Azot Eilu Liyevu. We had centuries in which we could trust every member of the family, and each generation would give over this Megillah. And Akshav, I'm afraid that it's not the way it used to be. She'inan Beit Abani Amanim, I don't trust our family anymore. Eilech Et Amegillah V'Izaherba. You keep this Megillah. You take care of it because it needs to be around for the binyan abayis. So I came, Shabbati, and I came and I told over Rabbi Akiva this maisa. Zoguin avdmaot. He started to cry. Now he sees that everything that we had said about these people, all of the deris, was wrong. And that even those that had been masked them, leganai, which came to train the cow, turns out that they really were only trying to protect it. The moment they saw they couldn't do it anymore, take a look, and here was the Zaki, came and gave it over to me. The Amar Mi'ata, in on the Tzuchim Laskiran Meganai. Thank God, we don't have to go through that Tzuchim Yuma anymore. Elazar la parochet, shayimamun halorge parochet, pinchas amalpish, shayam alpish bigdeku nagdola. It was actually a maaseh, koin achachi alpish, li startiot echad, v'natama shumone zuvim, vita mitreyes reyagile. Some learn that this means, that if you want to take a look at the Mila, the bigdekuuna, there was a Kohen who was male and dressed the Roman up in one of the Bitte Kohenah. The guy was so floored by this beggar that he paid him 12 zulim. Others learned that it was just to show you the darga of Pinchas HaMalbish, who was in charge of all of this. That there was one Kohen, forget about, you know, being the Pinchas HaMalbish himself. One of the people that was working on the fitting of the Bitte Kohenah was such an expert that for making a suit for this guy, he paid him $12,000 for a suit. Outrageous, but that was the level of the tailoring and the care in the preparation of the Gekuna. It doesn't necessarily mean that he was male. It's Sabajansh.
In
Pochatim, Mishiva Markolin, Vishosha Gizborim, Veinosim Shirara La Tzibur Pachot Mishnaim. In the Beit HaMikdash, we had 7 overall people in charge who were called Amar Kolim. Some learn Amar Kolim. I said Amar Kolim was a Greek word, but Amar Kolim in Hebrew is Amar Kol. Everything. We use it in modern Hebrew, markol, which is a market with everything in it, like a supermarket. So a supermarket became a markol. It's a little bit of a ridiculous adaptation. But anyway, an amarkol was one who was overall in charge of everything. The shlosha gizborim, and there were 3 gizborim beneath them. Normally you do not give any position on the tzibur unless there are 2 people involved. And all of the cases in the Mishnah must have been that there were second in commands that would sign on the checks. The reason we're not masking them is just because they weren't kosher, but was the guy in charge. That was the name of the position. But there were 2 cases. One was Berachia. He was the doctor, if you recall, of Bnei Amiyai. Lamaisa, he had to sign a lot of checks because he would buy wine. And he was trusted alone. And Elazar Shala Parochet also had to sign a lot of checks. And specifically that position had only 1 person. She'otan kiblu rova tzibur aleyan. If the tzibur is mekabel to trust an individual, then it's mutter to have a single person. But if you're going to create the sarara, you need to have 2. Ein prokativ, mishlosha kibbut, gizborin, umishiva, markolim. Now, there were also 2 Catholics here. That's why the Pope, I mean, these guys always wear the big dekuna, you know? So there were also shnei katlikim. Haru dikhtiv, if you take a look at the posik, you see this very clearly. Because in Divrei HaYamim, you have Yechiel and Uzio and Nechab, they're the gizborim. That's 3. Then you have Asael, Yerimot, Yazevet, Eliyahu, and Yisamchiyahu, Machat, Binaya, are all the Amar Kolim. That's 7. They were called Pikidim because they were the one who would give out the orders. And Miyad, Ikinonoyahu, Vishin Iechav. Those were the Katilikin. I mean, that's not in the Pasuk. We're throwing in that word, in other words. And then the Mifkad, they were under the orders of Yechizkiyo HaMelech himself, and Azariyahu Negid Beit Elokim, that's the Melech and Kohen Gadol. And the way in which it would work is that the original Chatima, Kishul Chotem, if you were, let's say you were sealing up something into one of the safety deposit box in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gizbar would be Chotem. He would hand over the receipt to the Amar Kol. The Amar Kol would check it out and would put his own signature. Of course, it means not a signature, an actual Chatima. With a stamp with indent wax, and then this would be noticed that it was the Amar Kol that had oversealed it. Yes, Barnea is going to tell us about the discovery of some of these seals, but he's got to say it very loud.
The work had been done just over the clay, and I have one in my house at this time, and there was a seal found with the name of Nayabu, and
That's marvelous. So the, one of the Gizborim that is mentioned right here in the Pasuk, when they are Markolim, Ben Ayel, was actually found his seal. Thank you. You can hear that over the jackhammers. And then they would hand it over, the Amarkol would hand it over to one of those Catholic guys, and he would seal. And then it would be handed over to the Kohen Gadol, and he would put on his seal. And then it was kept in the Melech's Rishus. Kishu Matir, this is now you understand why they knew that Hanukkah stuff is okay. That was not so pushing. Kishu Matir, when he was coming to take something out of the safe deposit box, you thought the Swiss are careful. Amelech Roecho Tamau Matir, the king had to release it first. The Kohen Gadol would be Roecho Tamau, okay, fine. He exited it. The Katlikin Roecho Tamau Matir, Amarkol Roecho Tamau Matir, finally handed over to the Gizbor, would then release the last Otan, and then you could actually get it out of the box. Eno seems to have a Tzibur be Mamon, for Hot Mishnai. No, that's part of also. How could they rely on one person? Because that is the top one. If he was there, it must have been that there were others. That's part of also. It was Chesim with the Chesim. Rav Nachman b'shem Rav Imana. Where do we learn that you need to have two people? Because it says v'heim yikhu et hazahav et afchelet v'targaman. Why v'heim? Only together. Om Rav Chama v'Rav Chanina mipsolet shel luchot eshir Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu became a rich man by making a luchot. So when he went and he was pasal lecha, he went ahead and he cut out the luchot. He was allowed to keep the shavings. Hadu v'tzip sol lecha. Whatever was cut out is yours. Omer of Chanin, where did he get the luchot from in the first place? Machzav shel avanim tovot u'margaliot boralo ha-kadosh baruch hu mitocho alo. Right there in his own oil, turned out that he was on the richest deposit of sapphire ever uncovered on this planet. U'mimenu eshir Moshe. And that's how he got rich. Now, if you think that people were happy that he got rich, you're wrong. Because it says that he beat to Acharei Moshe ad bo o'ala. They kept staring at Moshe until he got back into the tent. Now what do you think they were saying when they stared? To train Amaroi, there were two shitas about this. Chadam al-Ignai and Chadam al-Shevach. Probably both are true. Man Yom al-Ignai, what were they saying? Chamon Shokin, look at that guy's fat shokes. Oh man, Chamon Karin, look at those feet. What is he picking up all of this meat? Chamon Kupar, look at his fat. Achim in the Yudai, Shatim in the Yudai, the guy's been living up a life over here with Jewish money like all of them. Kom Idilem in the Yudai, everything he owns, he's got from the Jews. We won't talk about the Lushan that they really use, but you understand it. Man the Amal Shevach, the other man the Amal said. No, what they said was, Mechameit Tzidikayu Mezakeh. Look at it, tzaddik, and have a schus. Tuvia the zakat v'michmeyatay ashrei, the person who was zeicher to see Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, it's exactly what happens today. Same two people sitting side by side, and one is saying that.
If he was sitting on this rich deposit where and he had big stones there, why does the Torah attribute his wealth to the solus? The shavings weren't.
And the stomach there was just enough.
That's all there was.
That's what there was.
That's what there was. That's what
it was made for that purpose.
So what?
It was only what was nifsal. It wasn't just the mikra. You have to that thing.
It sounds like there was a whole.
But that's what it means. You have to say that that's what it means.
Yeah,
so much. Second
one.
What else? Like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you do it.
No.
That's the first. That's first. Let him out. Then come another.
He
did, but I guess he figured if I got his work with all the Solakha, let the fat people worry about their own future. Okay. Shabbat Josh. Arbach Otomot Ayubi Migdash, the Katura Layam Egel, Zachar, Gdi, Vichote. So now we get to our Chotamot. Remember we talked about the tickets. The reason that we were very marked on having tickets was because anything that you were going to bring needed to be Tohar on the level of Kedusha that was suitable for the Beit HaMikdash. So that had to be Tarat HaKodesh. It was very difficult for a person in his own home to be able to have things that would be acceptable in the Beit HaMikdash, Tarat HaKodesh. He would probably need both a Badatz and a Chutzam Sefer, God knows what else, which would have raised the prices immeasurably. So it was Kedai
to be able to pick it up in the Beit HaMikdash. That way we had control over the Tahira. And in Memela, we didn't have any handling of this stuff outside. So that what we did was people would come, would buy a ticket, pay their money, depending on what type of korban they brought. And then for the Nisachim, we have three different types of Nisachim, essentially. As we... Minchatam v'nizkehen k'medubar, shloshar sonim l'par, and so on, as everybody remembers, from the Musaf, even if they never read the Holy Book. So the Musafim, the Nisachim, would be provided them when they would go to the next counter, which was the Nisachim counter, with their ticket. There were four types of Nisachim that had to be brought, because you had par, and then you had ayil, and then you had kedah. In popular terminology, so you had a ben bakar as an egel, but it actually would be true, the same exact Nisachim for an egel as it is for a grown par, or for a para for that matter. Zachar is simply the Hebrew word for the dechar, which is the ayil, the ram, which we still use as a simon of maleness. Gedi, that's the keves, and the chotei. Now the chotei was a reference to a mitzera. Mitzera was a unique case because he needed to bring two kvasim, one kapsa, which was, now he needed nine lugim, plus he needed a luk shemen for mitzera. So he needed 10 lugim, nobody else needed that. So there was a special one for him. Benazer Omer, no, there were actually five. You Aramit, they weren't written in Hebrew, but it was in Aramit. And the five were Egel. It didn't say Zachar, it said Dechar, which is Aramaic for the Zachar. Gedi, and then the Mitzorah was split into Chotei Dal, the Chotei Ashir, because the Chotei Dal did not have to bring the three Kvasim, he only had to bring one Korba that's an animal, the rest he was able to bring Menachos. But he still needed an extra Luk Shemen of Mitzorah. Therefore, he had an interesting combination of three plus one Luk. So we needed a special one. The Gemara says the reason that the Chachamim argued is because they weren't makbid on bringing the extra one dafka from the Beis HaMikdash, because it wasn't put on the Mizbeach. So who cares? So okay, so we won't have the same akpot of needing so many asherim. So you won't get it directly from the Beis HaMikdash. That won't be so much. Now, Egel, the ticket that said Egel, that was useful for any nesach of Bakar, Gedolim, Kitanim, Zichorim, the Kevot. A Gedi actually was useful for Nitzkei Tzon, Gedolim or Kitanim, Zichorim or Nekevos, except for an ayil. So in other words, we called all of the kvasim and all of the sheep, even if they were older sheep, by the same name, and the only thing that was different was a male mature goat. And over there, we would have the ayil was only good for Nitzkei Elim, not for anything else. Chotei Mishameshi Nitzkei Shalosh Behemot Shemitzorah, plus the extra luk, Mishu Bevakesh Nesachim. So what you would do, if you needed to bring a korba, he would then move over to the counter of Achia, who was the Mumunel Nesachim. At night, they would come together and make a cheshbon. The amount of money should have equaled precisely the amount of tickets, based on the type of tickets. And if it didn't exactly equal, im pichatu pichato lo, v'yishalem Yochanan mibeito. If it turned out that there wasn't enough money to cover the tickets, well, too bad for Yochanan. He would have to pay the difference from his house. Im hotiru, if there were now more money, of course Hekesh keeps that. Yotir lehekesh, yad hekesh al yonah. Misha avat chotama, somebody who lost his ticket, mamtini lo ad erev, we told him, look, you still have till this evening. So if you find it, you can still use it. But you can only use it that day. If we found it at night when we made the cheshbon, if it turns out that we had that amount of money that he claimed to have lost his ticket, so then we would give it to him. Now, Imlav, we give him back his money. It's too late already for today. He can buy another ticket. But Imlav, lo, you're not Imlav. Now, the only way, of course, that we could do this is because every ticket was stamped with the date. To shame Hayom Katuvalina. Because otherwise, this was a great business. You bought a ticket, you didn't use the ticket. You came and you said, I paid money, I lost my ticket. Oh, poor boy, here's your money back. You bring your ticket tomorrow, and now you got your money plus your free nazar. That's good. So you could only use your ticket with that day. Can you? No. Rav Aviv. No.